Thank you, everybody. We've reached the number of the beast.
It's that time of year again. CKUW's Fun Drive starts on Friday, February 7th. Your donations make a difference. Please consider pledging for the benefit of your community station, which operates around the clock every day of the year, bringing you the community-focused radio you love. Go to fundrive.ckuw.ca to donate in advance.
This is a special time for CKUW. Our annual fund drive is on air. You can call in and make a pledge to support campus and community access radio right here in Winnipeg. Once a year, we ask for listener donations to help us sustain the volunteer-made programming we showcase every day. Make the investment in your community now. Call 204-774-6877. By pledging, you support a volunteer organization that helps people find their voice, develop technical savvy, gain employment skills and references, as well as contribute to the wider community in a meaningful way. When you pledge $75, we can send you the limited edition Fun Drive t-shirt as a wonderful thank you gift. Please call now at 204-774-6877 to pledge your support. The volunteers at CKUW are invested in bringing you information and entertainment. We listen, research, interview, plan playlists, and write scripts. We put the effort in to make a difference in your life, and we ask you to make an investment in us in return. Please call in and pledge 204-774-6877.
It's 9:04 p.m. You just heard a whole bunch about Fun Drive. My name's Daniel. I'm here with you for the next hour and change. I'm going to be coming at you. This is not a regular program. I'm here just for tonight, hoping to hear from you at 204-774-6877. We can't repeat that number enough. We also can't repeat $60,000 enough. That's where we're looking to get here at CKUW by the time Friday is true. And tonight, I'm going to be presenting a show featuring all train songs. But it's not going to be, you know, an old train club field recordings record or found sound stuff. It's not going to be exclusively old country songs or blues about trains. Take it a few different directions. Starting with the second movement from Steve Reich's Different Trains work from 1988. This is the one entitled Europe During the War. 1940.
This is a quick go. flames going up in the sky. Flames.
Steve Reich's Different Trains, the Europe during the war movement there. My name's Daniel. Once again, you're tuned to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg for an hour and a half of train music that might wind down different tracks than you're expecting. And I'm glad to be joined in the studio right now by one of the first friends I made at CKUW, Mr. Kent. Welcome.
We go way back.
It's been...
God. All right, this one. Okay.
I just swapped mics on Kent four times is why we're kind of laughing in the background. I haven't been in this studio in a little while, so I misread which one you were sitting at, Kent, is what's making us chuckle right now.
Okay, but I'm at two now.
Yes, I got you.
But anyway, we met and we immediately hit it off. We had a lot of the same interests, and I mean, that can go for a lot of amazing people that we met here at CKUW, and I think that's just a culture in general. Like, you came from community radio out in Edmonton and Ottawa.
Yeah.
Like, so you had that background already, but, like, it's always been this really amazing place where people moving into town have found, you know, a community, which is always amazing.
Absolutely. And so we've spent a lot of years as good friends now. We've spent a lot of years covering on each other's shows. Because once again, same radio hour just ended. They've managed to creep up to their target of $666 raised for the fund drive. So hats off to all the crew on SANE. And also thanks very much to Murray for coming through with a $35 pledge at the last minute as well for SANE.
Yeah.
And that is a show that I used to be a part of. You might be listening to this and not really know who I am. It's been a few years since I've been on the air, but I'm very happy to be down for Fun Drive for reasons such as what Kent and I were just listing off, among many others. But what is really valuable about this place is not just the community that develops within its walls, but the way that we can see it play out across the city. Yeah,
for sure. I mean, there's not, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of times I'll bump into people, I'll see CKUW merch from Fun Drive out in cultural events and all sorts of places. And I always tip my hat at those people. And it's, you know, it's always endearing to see, you know, CKUW represented all these places, but I feel like, you know, I always use this word to describe CKUW as a touchstone. I think it's like this weird intersection of the incredible arts, culture, community activism, and other things that make this city what it is. And, you know, there's always a lot of negativity when it comes to Winnipeg, especially a time when it's minus a jillion outside and we're, you know, we shake our heads and like, why the heck do we live here? But I think for the most part, it's the people. And I've never found a place that more accurately reflects the best qualities of Winnipeg or the unique qualities of Winnipeg. And, you know, I watch a movie like Universal Language. It just came out with Matt Rankin. And I feel like that's kind of, again, that's a kind of a cultural reflection of what makes Winnipeg Winnipeg. And I always see that all the time, these little things that make me just love CKUW more and more, and the city more and more, and the community. And I think people really gravitate towards that, and that's why year in, year out, people will dial that phone at 204-774-6877 or go to fundrive.ckuw.ca and donate. And it's been really amazing and lovely talking with so many people. Like, I've been haven't done the phones a lot this week, but when I have, I've been checking in with a lot of people I haven't talked to in years, and they're still supporting after all this time, or they're a new caller and they're just super stoked on what's being played or what's being said on the air, and you can be part of that. And you know, all it takes is just a call right now.
We've got multiple phone trolls.
Yeah.
Roaming under the bridge tonight.
I'm glad you're bringing that back. That was only from, I think that was even before my time. I think the phone troll thing that could, because that came from.
I don't even know. You told me about it. I adopted it and I've never let it go.
Yeah,
but,
Marcel Dasma.
Is that where it came?
Yeah,
from?
His depictions of those little characters. And again, you know, someone like that, an artist like that, did Fundrive art at one point. Like, there's just so many amazing, talented, cultural, artistic, and like, again, sound art, representing sound art with Sane and what we just played there. You know, like, that doesn't get played anywhere else, and those communities and those, you know, shows don't get promoted anywhere else. Like, all those things kind of make it here.
Yeah, it's true. And the more time one spends around CKUW, the more almost shocking and awe-inspiring it becomes to realize how far its tendrils stretch.
Yeah.
But we have lots of time to get into that a little bit later. That we mentioned that Murray just came through with a $35 pledge. That's a reasonable number to offer because that's the level at which you can receive the Friends of CKUW card, which is good for discounts and goodwill all over the place. We'll list off some of the participants
in
the Friends card program a little bit later as well. But I think it's high time we got back to the train show a little bit here.
Let's hear some train music.
So I'll keep this story as brief as I can. I'm going to listen to a song by a couple whom I first met in this very studio. They had been recommended to me for my old Smorga Soundboard show by the near mythical figure Greg Hannock. He said, yeah, this couple, you know, they're coming back from New York that day, but they say they can make it for the show. It turned out they came straight from the airport to the station because that was how tight their schedule was.
Yeah.
It's a couple who came to Winnipeg from Russia. Their names are Igor Kornilov, who is a masterful luthier who specializes in Chapman sticks.
Wow.
And Larissa Sagita, who's a poet and writer and translator. And they make music together and have for decades. This was from their very first album that they released under the name Igla, like Igor and Larissa.
Yeah.
And it's a track entitled Train. It's very evocative of train sounds, which might be a theme that you notice throughout the program tonight. But yeah, I'll leave it at that and let's just hear it. Hear a couple tracks, we'll come back, we'll yammer some more.
That's great.
I hear one phone right now. I'm excited to hear a second. 204-774-6877. It's Fun Drive time. Let's see what we can do together.
Let's go hop a train. It's a sunny day. It's a sunny day. Let's go hop some trains. We don't have to care that we didn't pay our bills this month, 'cause we'll be living on a train. We don't have to get old on a train. Let's go hopping trains. It's a challenge trying to dodge the salt blocks from the rifle of the man on the caboose. Let's go hop some trains. Hang out in the cornfield and grab it at the right moment. Wave at the cars as we pass through the busy streets of town. And we won't have to worry about all those people that we didn't like to hang around, 'cause we'll be living. When I don't gotta drive or pay fare, we'll just hop a train. And we'll see the sights.
Trains from Alvarius B. That the name used by Al Bishop of the Sun City Girls for a bunch of his solo work. That comes from a 2017 album entitled With a Beaker on the Burner and an Otter in the Oven. I've never done both of those things at the same time.
Yeah, it seems like a lot.
I'm not sure I've done both of those things over the course of my life. I'll say I'm one for two and leave it up to you to decide which is which. Prior to that, we heard Pastelka on the Train from A Hawk and a Hacksaw, and it started with Igla's Train. Not every track is going to be entitled Train tonight, but we're talking trains and playing train music because I made passing reference to you earlier, Kent, yeah, that I spent a lot of time on the trains in January. I did the math and it came out to a little over 4,400 kilometers I covered by train.
Wow.
During that month. Better than walking, especially in January.
Yeah. I so mean, sad, at least.
You had suggested we call this one-off show Ticket to Ride.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
It's something. It's a joke. It's yeah. Well,
if
everything's
until we come
a joke.
Up with a better train name. I mean, Choo Choo's a little too. Choo Choo's me.
Yes. Oh,
we'll work on that. Let's
I'd love for you to choose us here at CKUW because it's fun drive time, and we did get a couple of calls.
That was amazing. I had to run out of the here.
Exactly. Yeah. It was a beautiful moment to have both phones pumping at the same time. So I'm going to say that we've got an hour left. I'm hoping we can. Let's say we can try to pull $400 over
great.
The course of this one-off unannounced program.
We're well
I'd
on our way.
Very happy to hear that because, yeah, we already got calls from Rick, who called in with a $40 pledge. Thank you ever so much, Rick. And Glenn, chucking $125, which...
Incredible.
That's, you know, if Glenn wishes, that scores the Friends card, this year's t-shirt, as well as a styling CKUW toque because... January's not the only month in which it's better to be on the train than walking. It's still pretty chilly right now. I'm glad that I had a toque tonight and still have one for when I leave.
It's a quality toque. I still have a few CKW toques. They're always good.
Yeah, they've been a popular gift over the years, too. So we talked earlier, Kent, about some of the relationships that we're able to build through radio. And one of the things that I like about Fun Drive Time is that we see some love from some of the local artists. We always have a new shirt and Fun Drive theme design by a different artist every year. And we've got a great show on Friday night coming up that you and I are going to be at. Yeah,
it's going to be super fun. Fantastic band, fantastic lineup. And like it also, these are artists that are, you know, given generously and supported the station. And we've always, you know, it's not hard to support them back because they're so talented and I love their music so much.
It's true. We're going to, so Friday night at the West End Cultural Center, CKUW has kind of a Fun Drive wrap-up party that's going to be played by Death Cassette,
yeah,
Jug, and Age of Self. We were both saying we haven't seen Jug in years.
Yeah.
Age of Self is, they've only been around a couple of years, but they...
They're something.
Oh, yeah. And they are a ripping live act. But when you talk about how we have contributions from artists and how they give generously, some of them certainly do at Fun Drive with their money.
Yeah.
Some of them do it with their time and their talents, such as those we're talking about on Friday night. But a lot of those people that are playing that show on Friday night have also been guests of ours over the years,
of course,
on the radio, on CKUW. So it's actually really, it's not a one-way relationship. It's not as though CKUW takes. We provide an outlet for them to share what they're doing, and one that is rather exciting for them to do so. I think if we... I don't have the rosters for the bands listed here, but I think between us, we've probably had 5 or 6 of the members of those bands as guests on our own shows over the years.
I definitely would,
yeah.
And, you know, and again, like, Mandy was singing on my Fun Drive show today from Death Cassette.
That's true, yeah. Kent is also the host of Amateur Hour, and... The Amateur Hour Fun Drive show is radio like nothing else you really hear for the rest of the year. And yeah, Mandy from Death Cassette was singing. Which song?
Whip It from Devo. And it was amazing. And that went out to JP and Kaylee for pledging their support. So yeah, like it's... but like, and you know, in some capacity or other, either she was either playing or pledging or, you know, or singing on karaoke... extravaganza, but like, yeah, like, but that's not, you know, there's so many artists that were involved in just those shows alone that have been gave generously over the years, and given their time because they appreciate the level of support that CKUW has always given them, and you've seen how these artists have grown. Like last time I was in here, Scott and I were talking about seeing one of the Psychics' first shows. And just seeing how, Paige Drobot has, like, evolved as an artist over time. And now she's in Churchill, and then she's going to Japan. And, you know, she's getting all these props from big magazines. And it's well-deserved. And I think there's a lot of amazing artists locally that don't get enough airplay on any of these other stations that say they're all about Winnipeg, but they don't play any local artists, or they're kind of forced to just kind of ostracize them to like a few minutes here or there, when they have so much talent here. And I think that's one of the things I'm very proud of CKUW, and it's worth supporting if you're a local artist, because we want to play you. We want you to succeed. We want you to come on our shows. We want people to go to your shows. We want people to pick up your music. Like, that's kind of one of the unwritten goals of this station to exist, is to promote local artists.
I'm not even sure I'd agree that it's unwritten. This is something to which we're pretty firmly dedicated.
Yeah, we're dedicated, but like, it's not like when we were doing the mandate, this is what we're doing, but it's like, but it really is. Like, we play more local music than anyone else, and I think it's because we both love it and we want it to succeed, and we want to know that there's artists out there that have been, you know, putting their little first demo on the Bandcamp, and
we it's played those
almost
things.
Sometimes real until you hear it on the airwaves, until someone else is just, you know, we're playing it.
Oh yeah.
And other people are listening to it.
It's been a thrilling moment for countless local musicians over the years to hear themselves on the radio for that first time.
And also the opportunity to come down and talk about their music and talk about you know, how they're creating it or what they're about, and all that kind of describing it. They don't, you know, again, you're not going to get on the, Nardwar's not going to come up to you at your job.
Nardwar's not going to be your first interview.
But again, he's also local community radio, started that way.
Absolutely, and still does it.
And still does it.
Yeah. So I strongly agree, Kent, and it's something that has been a strength and an asset of CKUW's for 25 plus years on the FM dial now. And 204-774-6877, I'll remind you, is the number to call to make your pledge for Fund Drive this year, 2025. We're aiming to get $60,000 by the time we all rest our weary heads on Friday night. Yeah. And
and then go to the show.
we'll
do it after. We'll do it after. Yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of time to rest. There's lots of time for shows. We're all young here, right?
But did you mention it was at the West End Cultural Center?
Yeah, West End Cultural Center. It's a $15 toll to get through the door, which is a very reasonable cost to see
for
those
three incredible bands.
Three great local bands at one of the finest venues we've got in this town. I'm hearing the phone. Yeah. Thank you very much. Good to hear from you. Also, don't forget, you can go to ckuw.ca/donate if that's more your style to make your pledge to the station this year. Now, we're talking all about all this, local this, local that. To some people and to some even media outlets, local might mean 1 5-minute spot on the weekend, or it might mean local means we're doing a live hit at a local outlet of some chain sports bar. And those places
crazy,
have a lot of
electronics. Let's go.
Those places have a lot of banners and stuff up.
Yeah.
We've got, you know, one tattered banner that we fly.
That's right.
It's that of CKUW.
Someone's trunk car right now that we don't know.
But part of the reason for that is that we operate on a relative shoestring by comparison to a lot of media outlets. And that's why the fundraiser is so important. We can't stop talking about it for these couple of weeks. This is the only time we come at you cap in hand, so let's do it. But let's also mention, we talked about the $35 and $125 pledge levels. We can also go to the $220 level this year. That snags the Friends card, this year's t-shirt, as well as the CKUW hoodie.
Yeah.
Talk about trying to keep warm. Good grief.
Warmest hoodie I've ever owned. Like,
yeah.
It's quality. Like, you know, you have to go layers below that. But in the wintertime, when I was out there watching you play the hockeys in Apocalypse, underneath that coat, definitely a CKUW hoodie. And I think I wasn't the only one there.
Oh, far from it.
It is the warmest hoodie you'll ever own. And it's worth it. And there's a lot of people that are pledging at that level, and it gets you everything. So, we just got another pledge. So
let's say thank you ever so much to Nat for hitting us with another pledge that's bringing program up to we're up to $185. We're looking to hit $400 by 10:30 tonight. So keep the phone trolls hungry.
Yeah.
And we're going to play a little more music now.
Let's play some music.
Back to some more Train. You familiar with Ted Beard, Kent?
Oh, I can't say that I am.
You might know him once you hear him. This is a guy who Arhuli dug out of obscurity. He'd never played outside of his church before, but he'd been doing that for decades and decades and decades. And I think it was maybe in the mid-90s where he was brought more into the public eye, public ear, which is exactly where we're going to be pumping his track, The Train, here. It starts off with something that's maybe reminiscent of, if you remember the show, You Can't Hide from God.
Yes, wonderful gospel show.
Yeah, we're going to be hearing something that maybe evokes that old classic Sunday afternoon CKUW program for a bit of it, and then it transfers into just a banger of a track.
Mm-hmm.
So more Train times with us tonight. Please give us a call, 204-774-6877. It's CKUW's Fun Drive, 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
All aboard.
I like to think about this.
Take a break.
When life is all over for us, we that have kept God's commandments, somewhere at a station.
Yeah.
The word said that ye shall have power after the Holy Ghost have come upon you. The ones at this station has power waiting for the first resurrection. Jesus is the conductor. He's blowing his whistle now. I hear every time you hear the minister preaching, that's the whistle blowing. Letting you know that Jesus is coming. Jesus coming around the bend. He's coming into the station. Train coming in. It's coming to a stop. The conductor, he jumps out. He said, all aboard! This old steam engine. They have to kind of rev it up a little bit. People are running to get in. The ones that have lived right have kept God's commandments. They are boarding the train. The conductor says again, all aboard! All aboard! Old train begin to take off. We'll be right back.
local issues, local voices. It's all here on CKUW every day of the year. Now, during Fund Drive, we need your support. Call 204-774-6877 or go to funddrive.ckuw.ca to pledge now.
Pretty soon this gin will all be gone. Here I am, just riding the gin train again. Here I am, just riding the gin train again.
Train again. 204-774-6877. We're still looking $400 by 10:30 if we can swing it, and we're pert near halfway there. Phone troll Mr. Mumbles is waiting for your call. Let's listen to Lothar and Matthew here. We'll be right back. Lothar and Matthew with a track. Not much of a obvious train sound there, but it's called Off the Rails.
Yeah.
And let's hope that's not where Fun Drive is careening right now.
Yeah, oh, no.
We didn't get a single call during that track, but you know what? We're still thundering forward down this track.
We're still on the track.
Of fundraising. 204-774-6877. We keep talking about staying warm right now. We'll say that Winnipeg currently remains under an extreme cold warning, according to Environment Canada, or ECCC, whatever that acronym is now. Current conditions, minus 23.
Okay.
At least that was at 9 p.m. What? Minus 23.
I can work with that.
Wind chill hitting us at minus 33.
Okay, maybe.
But you know what? Compared to the last couple days, this is almost feeling like shorts weather.
Right.
You know? Like
the last few days have been, yes.
Yeah. I'm not walking home barefoot or anything, but it does look like things are warming up over the next few days.
Right on time for Fun Drive to end and us to have this big wrap party thing.
Exactly, yeah. Let's make the sun shine with one another.
Yeah.
Prior to Lothar and Matthew there, we heard from Ray Spoon and Rodney DeCrew with Gin Train.
Oh, yeah.
Bunch of gin references on there. And I can say from personal experience, gin on the train, there are worse ways to spend your time.
Mm-hmm.
And we started it off with that track from dear old Ted Beard, The Train, where he preaches for a couple minutes, then just blasts his guitar for a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of that stuff.
Feeling the spiritual revival.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, do you know about Lothar and Matthew, Kent, that last one we just played?
They seem familiar. Like, did you play them on one of your old shows?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a Rob Wright project.
Yeah. No, I distinctly remember hearing them on Morning Breath.
Absolutely, yeah. Morning Breath, a morning show I used to do.
Mm-hmm.
But Rob Wright of No Means No, that was his baby for a few years, Lothar and Matthew. And that comes from an album called Advancements in Plagiarism. And, I mean, Advancements in Plagiarism have kind of powered the incredibly, seemingly lucrative bubble that they're calling artificial intelligence, though we can fight over whether intelligence has anything to do with it, because it can be easily argued it's really just about advancements in plagiarism. So once again, these No Means No guys are always ahead of the curve with everything.
Right.
So one place where that very lucrative technology is not likely to be employed anytime soon is right where we're sitting, wouldn't you agree?
No, there's no algorithm.
CKUW is at no risk of turning the keys over to some person who pushes one button to start the computer, deciding from some server farm in Ohio what it is that you're going to be hearing over the air on 95.9 FM. It's us.
Yeah.
That's how it works down here.
I hear all this jargon and talk about disruption and disruptors. And I always just like to smile about like just like how you cannot, you know, we are the, you know, circle that's trying to be fit into square peg. Like this just won't work.
Disruption is the language of conformists who are desperate to try to make them.